Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real-life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too. Welcome to episode 6 of Coach Me. Today, we're busting the myth of balance and that pressure to crush it in every area of life all at once. Spoiler alert, you can't. And that's not failure, that's being human. We'll share how to shift from chasing perfection to finding that rhythm that actually works, especially for working moms trying to do it all. If someone sent you this, take it as a sign because they really care about you and maybe they just want to remind you to breathe. And hey, send us your Coach Me questions. We're here to help you thrive, not just survive.
Okay, let's each share one win and one WTF around balance. A moment we got it right and one where the wheels came off. Kathy, do you want to kick this off?
Sure. So my win of the week was actually a mindset shift. I love those. And that shift was from chasing that elusive work-life balance to embracing work-life integration. Yesterday was that perfect example. I stuck to my calendar blocks like a pro. I carved out focus time. I took proper breaks. I went on walks with my dog and with my daughter in the evening. And I didn't feel guilty for logging off. And that's big for me because normally I'd keep working and then end up stressed and rushed and not really present. And that's been a game changer for me, not trying to do everything perfectly, but doing what matters with more presence, you know, and with those healthy boundaries in place. The clock ticks 6 p.m. I log off and I'm in mom mode. You know what I mean? And my WTF of the week is, oh my God, have I been trying to optimize everything all at once yet again? And that's really been impacting my sleep now, it seems. So my Aura Ring, my wearable smart device, is not impressed with my sleep patterns, apparently. It's been warning me that I'm not getting enough deep rest. And honestly, I'm not surprised because I tell myself I'm winding down in the evenings, but really, I'm just either tidying up or I lie in bed, doom scrolling or online shopping. And then I force myself out of bed very early in the morning these days to squeeze in a workout before the heat kicks in. It's super hot in Berlin at the moment. And then it sounds like a healthy habit to fit in a workout, but not when I'm running on empty. And it's that old trap yet again, trying to tick all those boxes. I'm sure all of our listeners know it as well. We're trying to do it all, being healthy, being productive, fitting in some me time. But then we forget that real balance means honoring your energy and not depleting it. So this week, I've been reminding myself, sometimes the most productive thing I can do is catch some sleep.
So I am not too far from you when it comes to the win and WTF. So my daughter had been having meltdowns lately, and I obviously thought, all right, she's a six-year-old, she's probably going through a phase, but it took me some time to realize that her meltdowns start around me mostly, and I may have something to do with it. So I did a little thing to my schedule with her and carved out some time in the evening to fill her cup by playing board games with her. And we've been doing cycling practice without the training wheels, as well as piano practice sometimes. So really, you know, changing it up for her and setting that intentional 1.5 hour in the evening to just spend time with her without my phone and without anything else pulling me into it. So that was my win, definitely. And I have to say, my mom guilt seems to be going down ever since I started doing that, and that makes me super happy. Now, on the flip side of it, my WTF, my second child, which is my business, it's still growing. and needs a lot of my attention. So while my mom guilt went down on one hand, my business mom guilt went up quite a bit. As soon as I get some free time, my brain's on an overdrive thinking of ideas and things that I need to do, and that list keeps growing for me. So I have to really take a page from your book and think about the work-life integration here and not think about balancing it all.
Tanu, honestly, kudos to you for taking care of both of your children with so much love and dedication. That special time with your daughter, when children are naggy and angry, they just want attention, right? Sometimes, at least. And I think you're doing the right thing, spending quality time in the evenings with your daughter to really, really see her, hear her, bond with her. I love that. And yeah, giving some TLC to your business, obviously growing it, nurturing it. That's the only way to go, right? Inching forward with even as little time as there is sometimes left in the day to just do an action a day, keep going, keep working on it, keep working on your vision. I really admire that.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. So now we go to the next segment where we talk about one quote that shook us. I came across this quote, which is by Dr. Ameshi Jha, a neuroscientist and an author of Peak Mind. It is a very interesting quote that caught my attention. So this is how it goes. The brain is not designed to do multiple tasks at once. It's designed to switch, and switching comes at a cost. So why it shook me? Because we glorify multitasking like it's a superpower, especially as women. But the science is clear. Every time we switch between roles, tabs, tasks, or mental loads, there is a cognitive tax that you pay. That feeling of constantly juggling and still not doing any one thing fully, it's not in our heads. It's actually in our brain wiring. So when we talk about balance, I think we really mean presence. And you kind of touched on it, Kathy. The truth is something will always give, right? Something's always got to give. So our brain is not set up to focus on 100 things at the same time. As soon as we take our focus away from one thing and put it on another, even though it feels like we're working on something else as well, it's actually us shifting attention. So the real question is, are you making that choice consciously, or are you just reacting to the loudest demand in that moment?
Tanu, honestly, I love that quote. It's such a good reminder that it's not our fault that we can't keep all the plates spinning. It's literally how our brains are wired. Biology's fault. So instead of, you know, chasing this kind of balance, I think we need to really work on respecting our bandwidth. And there is a quote that stayed with me for years. And this is from my favorite movie of all times, Eat, Pray, Love. And it goes like this. To lose balance for love is part of living a balanced life. In the movie, it's about romantic love, but I think it goes way beyond that. It applies to anything that truly matters to us, really. Sometimes life isn't meant to be optimized. We have to allow us to feel. And yes, routines help us function, but some seasons in our lives, they're a bit messier, more consuming, and they pull us in, you know, and we lose track of our routines for a little maybe. And that makes it so beautiful. So I've been practicing that work-life integration rather than balance. And work-life integration for me means that I can't do it all at once, but I can choose what matters to me right now. And that's not failure. That is alignment. I would be so curious to hear what our listeners think about this. Like losing balance or losing routines, you know, for something we love in our lives. That is part of living a healthy, balanced, joyful life, isn't it?
I like that. And what I'm hearing is that it's almost like portioning, you know, like how we do with food. Sure, you can eat the candy and the chocolates because it's needed for that joy. Your body needs sugar, salt, just the way your body needs all the different flavors, the same way you and your life need all kinds of flavors to bring you that joy and balance that you talked about.
Yeah, you need some spice sometimes.
Yeah, you need spice too. Absolutely.
That's exactly it. All right, let's move on to the next segment, which is our Coach Me moment of the week. A listener sent in a question to us. I won't mention her name. We are keeping this anonymous, you guys. And she said, I am juggling work, kids, health, relationships, and more. And something is always slipping. How do I stop feeling guilty for not having it all together? Can you coach me, please? And I love that question because, I mean, you're speaking from my soul, right? I think from many of our souls. And I would go in with this, that guilt you're feeling, it's a red flag that you've been spinning too many plates and probably putting yourself last. So here's my first question for you. Where are you on your own priority list? We often believe that balance means doing it all flawlessly. But here's the truth. Balance is not about perfection. It's not about being on top of everything at all times. It's about knowing what matters right now. Like this week, this season, this moment, this phase. And then letting that guide your energy. And instead of chasing the myth of balance, I encourage you to try and find a mindset shift from balance to integration. Work-life integration means blending the roles we hold in a way that feels authentic and sustainable and not just like we're ticking boxes on a to-do list. And there are three pillars in this work-life integration that I really swear by, and they've changed the game for so many of my clients. And those are boundaries, priorities, and flexibility. So if you try to look at boundaries first, protect your time for what truly matters. And then learn to say no to what doesn't. Listen back in on our boundaries episode. We gave a really great tool for setting clearer boundaries. So say no to what does not matter. Then the second was priorities. Let go of those non-essentials. And we will touch on that again in our tool this week. So stay tuned. The third pillar I think you should try out when you feel like the plates are spinning out of control and you're just guilty and stuck and drained. Think about flexibility. Life is not static. Let your rhythm adapt with your reality. Adjust to that energy level you have. If you want to go deeper on this topic of work-life integration, I wrote a blog article about this and we'll pop it in the show notes. Bottom line is, this is not just another chore. It's a way to maintain your well-being while still getting stuff done. So work-life integration, monitoring your energy, putting in boundaries, it's about maintaining your well-being and breaking that cycle, taking a walk, putting on some good music that energizes you, having some deep breaths, or listen to this podcast. Make sure that you do stuff in your day, in your to-do list that includes you. What do you think about that, Tanu?
Yes to all that you said, Kathy. And I would add this. So when we talk about rhythm, we have to include mental load in the conversation. Because it's not just about how we spend our time. It's also about where our attention is going. And it's no strange fact that we all operate on autopilot, right? You could be sitting with your kids, but mentally drafting an email or working on your business, but feeling guilty for not calling your parents. That is not integration. That's internal chaos. And I am also living it every day and fighting it every day, as are some of you, I'm sure. And I think as women, especially, we carry this invisible expectation to be emotionally available, mentally on top of everything and physically everywhere. So my reframe is lead your energy, not just your calendar and your to-do list. Ask yourself, what is it that's draining me right now? Am I present where I am, or am I half living five roles at once? When you start paying attention to your cognitive load, not just your schedule or your to-do list, you can finally build a rhythm that includes you, your peace, your purpose, and your boundaries. What do they say? Wear your own mask before you put it on others. Women really need to remember that.
I love that because I think of that so often when I make dinner for my daughter and I'm starving, or like, I'm always thinking like, I need to feed myself before I feed others because nobody's going to get fed if mommy passes out.
Oh, yes.
I love that. 100%. We need to remind ourselves of that. We can't be anything for anyone if we are knocked out with some heavy stuff we really need to look in the mirror here as women, as working, busy moms. I think we sometimes feel like we need to do it all and there's that expectation laid on us. But really, you know, we are the ones who can stop that. We're the ones who can say, no, I'm actually going to have a cookie now, you know.
Yeah, and it's surprising that sometimes it's the expectation of the expectation. It's not really the expectation. No one's verbally coming and telling you, you know, do these 10 things together. You assume that's an expectation and you are trying to live up to it, which might not be true. So take a good look at what your expectation list looks like and where it's coming from. Is it self-created or is it truly an expectation from someone else? And if it is an expectation from someone else, guess what? You could have a conversation and it's pretty much, you know, that you have that conversation with them and explain to them what you're going through. If they're a loved one or someone that care about you, they'll obviously set you free of that expectation.
100%. I am what I think I am. Love that.
Yep. Always love that one.
All right, it's time for our mini boost. And as we mentioned already, this is going to be a real nice tool that comes in handy and brings clarity when everything feels too much. This week's focus is on optimizing your to-do list with boundaries, priorities, and not to-do list. So grab a pen now and ask yourself, what really matters to me this week? And what are things that I can let go of guilt-free this week? Put them on your not-to-do list. Then ask yourself, where do I need to set or reinforce a boundary? We talked about this earlier, setting boundaries, just drawing the line, so important when you're feeling overwhelmed and guilty and all the rest of it. And lastly, ask yourself, what is one flexible swap I can make to free up time or energy? How could I free up some time or energy? Take one small action right now that protects what matters most to you. Because this is not just a listening podcast, you guys. This is an action podcast. We really want to shift the needle a little in your lives. Once a week, we want to get you closer to yourselves and help you protect what matters most to you. You got this.
Thank you. That is such a practical list of things that you could ask yourself and get out of this whole cycle of feeling overwhelmed with things that's on your to-do list that you probably don't even need to do. And to add to that, I would also say while you're writing all this down, we're all humans, you know, we start wondering, why am I even doing this? So go a bit deeper when that thought comes to you. Again, reminding, journaling is something that would really, really help with this. So if the why comes up as a question, along with what and where that Kathy suggested, go deeper, lean into it, and think, why are you even prioritizing something? Or is it really aligning with what your bigger goals are? So the final reminder, you are not failing at balance, you're evolving at your own rhythm. And that's exactly what you should be doing. And it's okay.
And that's a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me. Got a question or something you want us to coach through? Slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow your future self with thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me.
That's it.